think what you're saying is that a pet who loses his or her life due to economic euthanasia, that is, because their owner is unable or unwilling to pay for the care that would be needed to save their pet's life, ought to be as unsettling to veterinarians as a pet who dies of mammary cancer, both of which are potentially preventable.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that if we define this problem, economic euthanasia, meaning an animal's life ended principally as a result of financial ramifications and financial preparation or lack thereof, if that were an infectious disease, there would be a clamor within our profession to work on a vaccine, and a task force would be assigned. But because no one has given this problem a name, I think the profession has just kind of shrugged its shoulders and taken for granted that this is the way it's going to be.
I assume you are an advocate of pet insurance.
I am a strong advocate of pet health insurance because the reality is that what our profession has learned from the recession is that asking your clients to put $50 a month under their mattress in a, fluffy savings account is not a realistic expectation.